Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At least you play at 9:30 on Sunday. I think that's badass. Wake up, have some eggs, a little bacon, a little French toast.
Get it over with.
And get it over with, yeah. If you lose, at least it's over quick. And then you can just relax watching the rest of the football day with the Jets playing at 4:25. I like the 9:30 a.m. games. In fact, I have this idea that we should ban Sunday night football and just make Sunday morning football like the new Sunday night football.
Can I speak for the non-parent and also the youngest voice on the show for those people that party
How
on Saturday
old are you,
nights?
By the way?
I'm 39.
I'm 41 and Sean's 37. He's younger than
but
you.
But I'm a non-parent. And I'll speak for the younger people out there. They want to go out and party Saturday night. They don't want to wake up and watch football at 9 in the morning. We don't go to bed early Sunday night. Keep Sunday night football.
We're already up for like 2 hours before the game kicks off.
Right, yeah. But not everybody is, I'm saying.
How late do you sleep, bro?
Me? With no kids on a Sunday? 11 a.m.?
Really?
11 a.m.? Still in high school?
I don't have children asking me 5,000 questions. I could sleep in.
That's just hard to do, though.
Like even not when you go to bed late.
Even before I had children, I was not sleeping till 11 a.m. on Sundays.
Oh, that's just immature. Yeah. No, honestly, it's very immature.
Dude, in college, I would sleep till like 2 p.m.
But that's different, though. When you're in college, you don't get it. In your 40, you don't get anxiety if you're up till 1 a.m. on a Saturday. Be like, oh my God, my whole next day's ruined.
You know what he is, Tiki and Sean?
What's
he's that guy who thinks he's younger than he actually is.
Yeah.
And talks about how young he is. And meanwhile, he's going to be the creepy guy at the bar when he's 60.
Yeah.
You know that old guy that you're like, oh my God. He's wearing the leather jacket again.
Call the cops on him.
You know what? You wake up at 8 a.m. for football. I'll sleep till 11.
Fair enough. 888-808-1019. The Giants are 2-7. I thought they'd be better. Lugie thought they'd be better. Tiki thought that. We all thought they'd be better, and they're not. Why? To me, it's about the roster. It's just not that good. Let's go to Jackson in Plainview to lead it off. What's up, Jackson?
Hi, Evan. Hi, Tiki.
What's up?
Lugie keeps blaming the head coach, but if you go down the list and you go each and down every single game, you can just go look, and it's just based on the personnel on offense, and they just suck. Go down. Minnesota, offensive disaster. Washington, that's the only point where the head coach blew it. Beat Cleveland, Dallas, awful. Seattle, they beat. Bengals, disgrace. Eagles, awful. Steelers, disgrace. And Washington, disgrace. So it's just the quarterback sucks, the personnel sucks, and we're going to blame the head coach because the quarterback sucks. We're going to blame the head coach because Andrew Thomas is hurt. I'm so tired of it. I can't wait for January 8th.
What the hell is January 8th? When the season
ends? The season. That's the last weekend of the season.
I thought it was like we're talking about the Electoral College in Congress or something. Maybe I have that on my mind or something. I thought that was January 6th. Anyhow, can I ask you a question? As he was saying this, it was going through my mind. Quarterback. So, Tiki, I know you've said this before. I think you've said this on broadcast. I think you've said this on the radio. Mm-hmm. And this is more of a national thing. But the quarterback play in the NFL, not great. Is that fair to say?
It is very mediocre.
Okay. Very mediocre. So forget the elite guys for a second. Forget Patrick Mahomes, who hasn't even been elite this year.
And by the way, most of them, again, you just said it. Even the top guys aren't elite guys.
Right, right.
There's one. There's literally one. There's two. Jared Goff, who has more touchdown passes, or almost as many touchdown passes, as he has incompletions.
That's incredible.
In the last like five games or four games.
Yeah.
And then Lamar Jackson, who had another perfect game this year, last weekend. He's been phenomenal, but that's mostly because they run the hell out of the ball.
No,
but for the most part, even the really good quarterbacks are kind of average.
Yeah, I think that there's four tiers of quarterbacks. There's Pat Mahomes, despite him having a bad year. I can't be short-sighted enough to say he's not
and
Pat
for
Mahomes.
Him, he's like Josh Allen. He just finds ways to win games.
Right, they're undefeated. That's the best part about him. He's 11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, mediocre numbers. Okay, they haven't lost a game. Then you've got the guys you're talking about. Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Josh Allen, maybe Joe Burrow. I'm kind of on the fence.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other ones, the guys that are okay. All right? If you took, and I'm going to give you like the most okay quarterback out there. We talked about him the other day. Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Or you took Kirk Cousins, who I think is okay.
All right.
And you put them on this giant team with this offensive line, with these running backs, these wide receivers, this head coach. How different is this offense
Not
in your opinion?
Not very much. Trevor Lawrence would be exactly like Daniel Jones.
Exactly?
They would have the same problems.
That's a problem.
They'd have the same problem.
But doesn't that show you how far away they are then?
Yeah. And maybe Kirk Cousins, because he's so much more experienced and has been on bad teams before when he was in Washington. But I think so much of this, we want to blame Daniel Jones, but it's just kind of everything.
Yeah. It is a little bit of everything. Chris in Tinton Hills. What's up, Chris?
Hey, boys. Good to hear from you.
What's up?
So guys, I don't expect you to recall this, but right before the start of the season, you guys were doing a quick poll, optimism about the Giants or non-optimistic, and I called you guys and said, I am not optimistic. And one of the big reasons I cited was we saw it on Hard Knocks. The hierarchy had no faith in their quarterback.
Yeah.
And when I look at it, guys, I think, Evan, you're spot on, and I'm with Loogie on this. Dable appears to be a very good offensive coordinator. I think the jury's very much out on whether he's a good head coach. And it's just a body of evidence, man. The 3 years, one was good, and I sound like a broken record, but they dismantled what they did in year one. And I'm just real quick, because I've thought a lot.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About this. I don't understand this logic of a position that touches the ball twice as much as any other position except quarterback gets paid half as much as a great wideout for equal or greater production, and you won't pay that. That's moronic. And further indictment of those guys, they bet on Motor Singletary. Tyrone Tracy fell in their lap. We saw it.
Yeah.
How excited Dable was. Motor. They're giving him $5 million. Now, I've looked at this a lot. You know, percentage-wise for his production, you might as well have paid Barkley, because you're getting percentage for how much cap, the same money. And Now you've locked up, and Burns has been good, but you say, where can we make? They had so many holes. Now they've locked up a bunch. I think they've mismanaged this. I think Dable looks like a really good offensive coordinator. I have questions as a head coach. And Shane has a lot of misses.
Yeah.
I don't know your guys' thoughts.
Yeah,
on what
I mean, we talked about Joe earlier. There's a lot of draft picks that just didn't and might not pan out.
Mm.
And that's even, I don't know if Deontay Banks is going to pan out to be one of the top corners in the NFL.
It's tough to think that considering the aggression and the issues with effort that we've seen this year.
Exactly right. Like the fact that you got to bench a kid because he's not trying. Like what the hell? Like, did you not? It's hard to anticipate that, but there had to be some like warning sign that that was going to happen.
Right.
I just think that's unfathomable to me that someone would not give a crap in the middle of a game.
Especially someone who's still trying to prove themselves.
Yes.
You know, I'm not trying to say it's okay. Like there's a video, I don't know if you guys have seen this, of DJ Moore basically quitting in the middle of a play over the weekend where he just walked off the field.
I think he might have been hurt.
It looked, but then he stayed in the game, didn't he?
He limped off to Southern, but also at that time it looked like Caleb Williams was falling out of bounds.
Right, so they were both running towards the left sideline, and it looked like Caleb Williams was going out of bounds.
But then he did go out of bounds.
DJ Moore was like trying to make himself available while running out of bounds, and so he just took his eye off of him and like kind of grabbed his hamstring and limped into the onto the sideline.
I mean, come
and
on.
Caleb Williams is still alive
yeah,
to play.
That's quitting on a play.
You guys come with any excuse you want. Like, you really want to defend that?
Yes, I am. I think the all 22 of that made it look worse than I think it actually was if you were on the field in real time.
He walked off the field in the middle of a play.
But he was already on the southern rim of the catch, and the quarterback's falling out of bounds. Then suddenly the quarterback escapes, and he's on the bench already.
Oh, right. So it's the first time a quarterback's ever escaped and kept a play going?
This isn't even my team, but I'm telling
it's
you,
hard,
on the
it's
field,
hard for me to indict. Yeah. DJ Moore.
All I'm saying is he's at least a veteran. When you've been in the league for 35 seconds, quitting or giving up or not giving full effort, however you want to describe it, can't happen.
No, I agree.
And that's happened. So when we talk about him as one of the talented pieces on the roster, you have to be skeptical that he's even going to be on the roster 2 years from now or even a year from now at this point. Let's go to Victor in Harlem. What's up, Victor?
Hey, guys.
Victor,
we lost you.
Sorry, your reception sucks. My bad. Let's go to Andrew in Westchester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I want to respond to something Tiki said, and then Evan, I'm coming at you.
Yeah.
Coming right at you.
You come at me hard, baby. Let's go.
All right. So first of all, Tiki, I completely agree on the fact that this team has not learned how to win, and that's probably the biggest disappointment with Dable is that after year one, you know, you thought there was a bit of a culture being established
100%.
And teaching that part.
100%, Andrew.
And right now, it just seems like that old cliche, they've been doing everything just good enough to lose. And a bit of a losing headset has set in, and it's not good, and it's certainly not good for our fans, because every week I go into it thinking, this is not going to be good, no matter who we're playing.
Yeah, even when you get an optimistic, like, day or drive, like in Seattle, it was like optimistic. It was like, man, they went 10 plays or whatever it was that right down the field. And then you fumble on the 1 yard line and it goes the other way. Last week, they're just gashing the Commanders and Daniel Jones throws a screen and fumbles it and it turns into a touchdown the other way. And that ultimately was
and
the difference of the game.
You're just waiting for it to happen.
Exactly right. You're just waiting for the negative to happen.
Yep.
All right. Now, Evan.
Yep.
Evan. And you probably can be excused because you're a Jet fan, so maybe you weren't really paying attention. I get that. But,
oh, boy.
You know,
love when it starts that way. But go ahead.
Yeah, you look at this roster week by week, other than Sexy Dexy and Andrew Thomas, what position do the Giants have the best player on the field at any given game?
Where they have the best player on the field?
Yeah. It's a hard one.
I mean, I guess sometimes Malik Nabers feels like he can be that guy.
Yeah, but a lot of teams have great
wide
receivers.
No, you're right. Like, you're playing a team like...
My point is, Evan, you're all over the place. On the one hand, the roster's been the roster. So at the beginning of the year, before the year starts, you're like, oh, I was optimistic. They're going to be good. Anywhere. Why? And now you're saying, what's the reason for it? There's no reason. The roster's the roster. There's no good.
Oh, but I'll tell you. Okay, so what you're getting at me for, which is reasonable, is wait a second, Evan. You thought they were better. You're just an idiot. Like, they are what they are. And I understand that there are a lot of Giant fans who are probably sitting here today saying, I expected 2-7.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.